The Trump administration has talked a lot about funding infrastructure projects. Now, some federal infrastructure money is making its way to Nelson Island and the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. The Tuksuk Bay tribe has received more than $10 million to construct trails to the nearby community of Nightmute and along the coast to the fishing grounds at Umkamute, an important subsistence location.
They could sell all kinds of fish like salmon, halibut, herring.
Tuksuk Bay Tribal Transportation Manager Harry Tulik had just returned from muskox hunting when he got the news last week.
We were so overwhelmed and happy and so proud and with our community.
Besides facilitating access to subsistence, the trails will connect residents of Nightmute to the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation Subregional Health Clinic in Tuksuk Bay. The funding comes from a $500 million grant program to improve transportation projects throughout the country. It goes by the acronym TIGER, Transportation Investment Generating Economic Recovery. This year, more than half that funding went to rural areas and to only one project in Alaska. In Tuksuk Bay, the money will pay for 21 miles of synthetic geocell mats laid across the tundra. Right now, those trails are what's been carved by four-wheelers and snow machines. Tulik calls them a big mess. The trails become too slushy or muddy to pass, causing drivers to take wider and wider paths that tear up the tundra. The mats will stabilize the trails while providing temporary local jobs. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.